plot against our insanity, or excuse me, our sanity. But that's sort of like some of these widgets they sell. All you have to do is put place thumb here, right forefinger there, push down and pull. The thing will open fine, and you can insert your batteries. Some of them need a jackhammer. Here's the crux of it. The indoctrinations of these things, funky ideas and stupid stuff, started a long time ago when you was a kid. And over the period of time you were a kid, certain things come to light when you finally realize what's going on. It's called waking up. What comes to light? Well, that means that you shine a light on it so you can see what it is. You hear noises, you get the flashlight and go look. Some people take a gun, which is not a bad idea. You got people out and about who still refuse to accept the totality of all the information that's supplied. And believe me, there is a load of information. The information, if the information were set out in print, didn't come after whoever wrote it, including me, or anybody else. Why? Well, names, dates, places, amounts, what they were doing in the closet when they shouldn't have been, and the whole nine yards. When that stuff starts coming out, there is retribution. Well, let's see here now. We got retribution through the IROBS. Political misconduct. Oh, yeah, that's right. Then you've got obstruction of justice, evidence tampering. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. These are all federal offenses. A couple of them, depending on the outcome and the conditions involved, if there was any loss of life involved, could become capital offenses. Ooh-ee, why do you think Lerner jumped on that Fifth Amendment and hugged it real big? Now, Josh probably should have, but he thinks he's king stuff. You remember how Hillary acted when she got was getting grilled about Benghazi? What difference at this point does it make? Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Josh. Jail time is going to be equal because she was head of a division. She took orders, and you were in charge. Now, if you want to shorten your jail sentence, I suggest you come off with the pinko commie nasty mother socialist fascist faggoty, I'm sorry, I take that back, nasty mo jammer who told you to do that. I don't care who it is. And I just wonder how many people in the administration presently had the common sense, the intelligence, and the training to put themselves together what's known as a care package. You know, that get-out-of-jail-free card? You take me, everybody goes. Oh, really? Now, some people are smart enough to just pull out a gun and shoot the guy. That ends that. And you took care of the problem, too, as long as you get rid of the gun and nobody's around. Yeah. Gee, all them accidents. My goodness. Suicidings. You really think them bankers are doing that jump on their own accord? You're wrong. They're being pushed, helped, among other things. Have you noticed there's no drug reports in any of these deaths? The toxicology report doesn't come out. Oh, my. I wonder what they shot whoever up with to make them think they was some kind of E.T. monster and they should end themselves. Sound like they got a load of LSFD or something. It is not possible for a person who has a conscience to want bad things for their kids. If somebody's begging, you don't throw them a hot coin. Burn their fingers with. If somebody's hungry, you don't feed them hot pepper. do you let the kid scream because it's hungry and refuse to feed it because it's screaming? These are the things you have to consider in terms of your self-worth. Your self-worth is expressed through your refusal to participate in all the horse hockey that's been going on over the ages, to resist the, quote, controls, the procedures that are stipulated as regulatory procedures, not absolutes. In other words, a specific strict procedure may not necessarily be a part of the law. I want to take this a step further. None of the regulations. None of the regulations. Not even one. Statutory or otherwise is law. Ooh, my goodness, now what do we do? Well, how about we apply the law that we already have? And we can do so in such a manner that the definitions and explanations of its impact and direction can be very well made known. Not only that, but absolutely clearly, crystal clearly, known by everybody. We get these little edicts. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. You don't hurt babies. Don't matter if it's a baby bird or a baby mouse or your cousin. It don't matter. You don't hurt the baby. You just don't do that. Well, my goodness. What on earth do you do with people that think that is funny? When you put something that is hurtful on them. It can be fire. It can be getting stuck. Some people think it's cool to use racist hate as their driving force. It might only be for a few moments, long enough to beat the whatever out of somebody that didn't deserve it, who never did anything to you, may actually have done things for you, who just happens to be there. Yeah. What happens? What happens? What's the mind behind that that is no good? I mean, the things that people need to pay attention to are not difficult to understand. Good and evil. It's just as simple as black and white. Yeah, I know. You got a whole bunch of dinks that are going to try to put a big gray area in between. Well, sorry, but it don't fly that way. I would suggest that people think about these things. Go to the documents. Sign up. See if you might not fit somewhere. If you are if you conscientiously object, I'm sure there's some other place you may fit. Are you some kind of an expert? It don't matter what it is. We might be able to make use of you. We're putting this together now because it's going to take a little while to get it put together correctly so that everybody knows what to do, how to do it, and where to go with what is required. We need people to take the interest to be contacted. Yeah, that's right. You'll be contacted. We're not going to play the game of solicitation. What do you think of this? Yes or no? Good or bad? Ugly or evil? We're not going to play the petition game. This is your opportunity. And you ain't got to tell nobody about any of it. And there are several reasons for this. I have made a specific suggestion that each of the people that are going to run divisions or people who have the capacity, interview these people individually, directly. That'll solve a lot of the problems. So, do I want to do some cues before the top of the hour? Okay, Thomas, shoot them to me. Take your best shot.
Right, okay. It's just that with a couple of guests coming on, you didn't get much chance to do some of the questions recently. Last week, maybe in the week before now, as I think this was a question over from last week, it was announced BRICS countries will use the US dollar for their holdings. You said they would use a basket of currencies. What's up, Drake? Are they using FRNs or TRNs?
They're using the FRN at present because it's common and easily accessible, and they're going to the TRNs. A lot of people say that's BS, but the only way to give true valuation is the TRNs, okay?
Right. This is already being announced as well. If Germany and France will be leaving NATO, then what does this mean for the American dollar?
Well, the American dollar is not the American dollar. It's a Federal Reserve note and reserve currency. America don't got a dollar. That means we got to print some. That's what it means for it. Okay.
Do you have any information regarding the Brooklyn Bridge and the replacement of the flag with a whitewashed or faded version of Old Glory?
Yeah, but I'm not going to put it out yet. I'm going to let it come to the surface. There's a few more ops of that nature getting ready to happen. Maybe somebody could keep an eye out and not be able to catch them anyway. These guys told me that much. Next.
All right, okay. Is there anything useful a 22-year-old guy from Germany without any means or special qualities except for some decent English skills could do for the SICE team?
Well, I would suggest that you have some skills that you may not know about. I would suggest that you put a little synopsis. What have you learned where? How have you learned societally to function? How difficult was it to adjust from one culture to another? I mean, you want to ask yourself the questions that someone else might, and write down what you have discovered. You might find that you have talents that you don't know. And yeah, everybody can help in some form or another. This is going to be a huge effort, okay?
Right. Other than the no-fly zone for the members of the Cabal, can they also be prevented from leaving the planet as serious criminals who have broken universal laws and committed crimes against humanity? These cowards ought to be prevented from just packing up and going.
I agree. I think it'd be interesting to see them try to leave the planet right now. My understanding is that there's a whole bunch of people up there watching. Anybody that tries to leave either answers questions or they blow them up. Now, that's going to be hard on a vacation, no matter how you slice it. And there are other efforts underway, and that's all I can say.
Right. Drake, how much worse do things have to get before showtime? I'm getting tired of arguing with misinformed propagandists over here while carnage continues around the world. We need bold strikes and actions yesterday.
Yeah, I agree with that. And if you'll remember, I offered quite a while ago to try to set stuff up along the lines that are now being set up. I'm going to ask you this question in reference to your question. What happens when one of these people is duly, legally, lawfully arrested, incarcerated, and held for adjudication for their crimes? What's that going to do to the rest of them? what kind of nightmares and how much Alka-Seltzer and Tums are they going to have to buy? That's the question. What is it going to do to those who have believed all along that they're untouchable and get I don't know, absconded with in the middle of the night, as an example? What are they going to do when the protective agents agree with those who are there to take such actions? What do you do when the Secret Service will no longer protect you because they cannot? I mean, you know, or whomever it may be. If it's private guards, they're easy. It's easier to break into a prison than it is to break out. You got more stuff on the outside to use to subjugate the systems inside. Real simple. Okay, so, you know, you got to just kind of play it by ear and think about that. Next.
Are the UN troops that are in control of our southern borders? If so, why are they there, and when are we going to take these people down?
I have not heard that they're there from any source that's, to me, reliable. I have heard rumors that certain UN officials have either gone in transit and are on their way, or others who are trying to stipulate that instead of illegal aliens, when you jump the fence, you break the law. They're refugees. Well, fine, we can refugee them right back to where they came from. Very simple. Ooh, that's harsh and nasty. Well, how harsh and nasty? And I'm going to ask this point blank, and it's like a loaded gun pointed at your head. How nasty were the turkeys, parents, people who supposedly cared or gave a shit, in sending these kids, little babies, on such a journey? It ain't no simple trick to go from South America to America. It ain't no simple trick. It ain't easy, and it is dangerous, very dangerous. I suggest you look at that. I suggest you look at the serious problem that we have in allowing people who hate us because of our government running or ruling the world. I look at the government acceptance of the cartels and whatever in Mexico that would, to me, make it an outlaw state. I would like to see the truth come out. Number one, and I'll put this right at the top of the priority, close the friggin' border. Number two, anybody down there who's being held for fun and games, we go get them. I don't care how many Marines we got to send. I don't care how many battle tanks are involved. Let's put Mexico on the spot. You either turn a certain Marine loose, or we're going to mess up everything in between here and there. And I mean flatten it. You best get out the way. You might want to turn him loose, send him back in his truck. You might want to reconsider your BS stand on that matter. And I'll tell you why. They come over here. Ooh, it was an accident. Now, these are armed military troops from Mexico. I suggest that from now on we keep them, just like they're keeping him. I suggest that we put together a really nasty, inhumane gulag for certain crustaceans that have crawled across the border to live in. There are people who don't rate the level of animals, and there's a load of them coming at us. This needs to be stopped now. Those are my sentiments. Next.
Now that the BRICS has emerged, the bank, what does this mean? Will we no longer need to pay our rent, utilities, home loans, etc. to the Federal Reserve's bank? Once they announce the reset, how will the unaware masses know about it?
Ah, that's going to be some tricky stuff, ain't it? Well, first I'd suggest we're going to have to take down the Rothschild Bank. to include a good portion of the Bank of England, if not the whole thing, the Vatican Bank, the World Bank, International Monetary Fund. I mean, the list goes long ways. When that's taken out of the way, then you got something to work with. The structure's not bad, but the people in it are. So, you know, we're going to have to remove them. There's going to be a bunch of them that'll fight us for it. Well, that's fine. You want to pick up a weapon and stand opposed to the United States military, go for it. I know what the military can do, and I would suggest that you come peaceably. It's much less painful. Next.
Drake, there's a quote, "The Bank of International Settlements controls and sets the priorities for all the central banks in the world, of which every country now has one." I'm not too sure that's correct, but still. The BRICS are still the BRICS are still working underneath the mandates of the Bank of International Settlements, as this report shows. This means there will be no true or purposeful break away from the international banking powers which have controlled us all. Comments, please.
That ain't exactly the correct manner in which things are running. The BRICS Bank is independent, sovereign. And whether anybody else is different, I don't really care. I know the structure because I know the people, some of the people involved. I know the manner in which it was put together. And no, it is not subject to the Rothschild Central Banking System. Bank of International Settlements, World Bank, are wholly owned subsidiaries of Rothschild. And Rothschild just dictates to the International Monetary Fund what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to do it, and what kind of ruination if somebody don't cooperate. Ask Brazil. Look at that history. You want to get into this, it's very simple. There's nothing wrong with the ideology of the financial institutions. What's wrong are the people that are administering what's going on there. As I said again, you got people. The structure's fine. So long as you got somebody in there that's so honest they squeak when they walk. And there's a few of them people that I know personally. I would be more than happy to put them in that place, in that position if they'd have it. And it'd be like a light of day, dawning of a new day, fresh spring cleanliness. It'd be unbelievable. You wait and see. Things are in motion. There are a whole bunch of things afoot that nobody can see or tell about or talk about simply because they're very, very sensitive in terms of what's going on. A little trick here, a little change of a word there, and you come out with a whole new meaning. I've stipulated this in my third book, which has been published, by the way. Thank you, Thomas, very much. We'll put the link in the Facebook page. So I think, did you say it was posted on the blog, on the website?
I'll post it now. Okay. I'll get the post down post.
There, and that's just a quickie blurb. But reality is what you make of it. If you haven't seen the movie The Matrix, see it. The first one. Forget the rest of them. Just that one. And look at how the hero, Neo, finally starts discovering that when he makes a decision that it's going to be like this, it is. You can do that just as it was done in the movie. I'm not going to say you can fly like Superman and a few other things that you see in that movie, but if you really tried hard, you might be able to. I'm not going to put it out of bounds. I don't know what the FAA would say about it, but, you know, some people have to learn to deal with stuff. Next.
We're at the top of the hour, Drake. That was interesting first hour. After the musical break, both of which will be synonymous with the our next guest, we'll be bringing Dr. Aidan on again and a new guest to our show, Michael Henry Dunn. So it should be interesting in the next 2 hours. Right, here we go.